You're on the air with Florenza, your podcast destination for authentic conversations with a twist. So grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and join me on this unique literary journey. Cheers!
I have lined up for us an entire family of creatives that are doing phenomenal things, not only in the literary world, but in their communities. And guys, listen, I've known this family for several years. I can tell you this, they were my biggest supporter when I started writing. And every single time that I was somewhere signing a book, one, two, or all three of them would show up. And not only were they there to help support what I was doing, but they would usually come in with a song. So, you know, I am always good for getting someone in the moment to share that gift. So joining us today is the Bryant family. We have mother Portia. We also have the junior son of the crew, Braylon, and we have Peyton. So I'm going to have you guys to introduce yourself, and then we're going to jump right in. So I think Braylon wants to introduce himself first. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit about what you do and who you are.
My name is Braylon. Did this book called There's a Superhero in Every Kid. And the reason why I make it because I want everybody to stand up for themselves.
Wonderful. And I love the title of your book, There is a Superhero in Every Kid. And when I was looking up the information about your book, you wrote this book when you were 8 years old? Or you were younger than eight when you started? You were seven. You were seven? Oh my goodness. Most kids at age seven are just really trying to figure out which shoe should the left, which foot should the left shoe go on and the right shoe. And here you were writing a book. So you wanted children to know that there's a superhero in all of them. What is it that is your superpower? What's your superpower, Braylon?
My superpower is doing the right thing.
Wonderful, doing the right thing. And you know, that sounds easy, but it's more difficult to do than it sounds, isn't it?
Yes.
What are some of the hindrances to children doing the right thing? Do you think it's peer pressure? Do you think it's that sometimes they're just scared to do the right thing? What are some of the reasons why children don't always do the right thing?
I saw somebody trying to stand up for themselves and tell the teacher, but stand up for them. So yeah.
So you stood in the place for them. That's awesome. Now, I also understand that you're quite the thespian, that you're an actor, and that you performed in a musical recently. Tell us about the musical. It was the Rainbow Fish Musical. That's a great title. Tell us about the role that you played in that.
Well, I was the actor of the lobster.
Okay. So now, did you get a chance to sing as the lobster, or did you have a standing role? Like, were you talking? Did you get a chance to sing?
I didn't talk.
You had a speaking part. Well, you had to stand up when you were supposed to.
I have an announcement. And
do you remember what your line was? He forgot he had a line. Yeah. But you remember any of the songs? Everyone had to sing.
Oh, I know the song.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a song. Now, your mother is... you're going to sing. Okay.
You sing a line.
You don't have to sing the whole song, just what you know.
It's about the rainbow fish. We ambush on to sea. And then gonna shake and lift the tension up in chicken rainbow session.
Okay.
Nice. Now, your mother is a singer, so do you feel that you got your singing skills from her?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Now, the last question I have for you, because I know that you have other things on your schedule for this evening. You are very big in participating and helping in your church and in your community. Why are those areas of volunteerism and supporting those two areas important to you?
I just want to show God like I can be like a true thoughtful people.
Oh, that is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So, do you have any future books planned to write? Are you working on any new projects right now?
No.
Okay. Well, at the end,
he's writing songs.
So, what type of songs are you writing?
I can sing it for you.
Wonderful. I am ready for you to sing it for me.
You saw me, I saw you when I was lost in your eyes, and forever and ever and ever, forever.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that you have other things that you are getting ready to do. At the end, we are going to list all of your social media sites and all the places that the listeners are able to go to purchase your book and to contact you. So thank you, Braylon, for joining us. You have a good rest of your day, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I know that also a member of this very talented family is Big Sister Peyton. And Peyton, I just love your name if you don't know that. And Peyton is a remarkable young woman who has made her mark as an established Governor's School of Art student and Performing Arts Academy scholar at Booker T. Her passion and dedication towards the arts have led her to become a gifted choreographer, dancer, and a powerful singer. Well, again, you can't be in that house, I am starting to understand, and not have a powerful voice. In addition to her exceptional artistic talents, Peyton has also authored a book titled 21 Moments That Matter, which provides insightful reflections from a teenager's vantage point on parenting. Now, that is quite an interesting title, an interesting subject. So tell us what led up to you writing such a very powerful book.
Well, my mother's friend was asking my mother, how do you have such amazing kids? And why don't you, and my mother asked, well, said, why don't you ask the kid herself? And then I was begin explaining myself, and then my mother apparently wrote down all of the stuff that I said, and it turned out to be 21 moments, in which created the 21 moments that matter.
Wow. Now, of the 21, which would be one or two or maybe even three of the most impactful moments for you?
With my mother and my father always being there for me, and always when I had like a goal and I want to accomplish it, they always like be there
for me.
Yes.
Yeah. How important for parents and children, how important is it to have support in your life?
It's very important because you never know how child may act out even throughout the ages, even adulthood, because for people that don't really have that support, they might act out and they just really want a person to actually be there for them and just at least to talk to. And some people don't have that growing up.
Absolutely. And it's so important. And it's important for children to understand that they need that support. And I think when children understand that that's a need, it helps them to ask for it, even in situations where maybe they're not getting it, you know? And so to be able to say, hey, I need this support, and to voice that. Since writing the book, what have you heard from other children or parents who've read the book? What comments of support or, you know, reviews that you've received where people are just telling you how much they love the book?
Well, I've gotten many reviews, like from even my course teacher. He even shared with my whole entire class. He even like read the book himself. He did an extraordinary job. I didn't even tell him to do all that. Uh-huh. Very nice and thoughtful of him. And also, I know a lot of other people has given me donations to cash and on Amazon.
Okay, that's working with you. Now, in addition to being an author and a singer, you are really devoted to the advocacy for humanity. And I love that you frequently offer your time and energy to various volunteer projects in your community. You work tirelessly as a strong leader, not only honing in your own leadership skills and enforcing to yourself your belief that we can make the world a better place. What is it that you've done recently that's helped you as far as working within your community?
Okay. I also love trying to do volunteering so I can help others. Even like ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to help the homeless. Always seeing like if I see like a homeless person on the street, I've always wanted to like give them money or even like give them like a little snack just to be on their way.
Okay. So caring for others is just in your whole being.
Yes.
Look, what did you do yesterday?
Oh, yes. yesterday I was my mom's friend Roshan. He did an event called anti-bullying. Mm-hmm. And I was helping out a little bit with that, and he did an extraordinary job with the event. He kept the kids hyped up and wild and active a lot.
Nice. Now, do you see yourself working with children in the future? What does the future look like for you, Peyton? What is your goal in terms of where you see yourself 5 years from now?
Probably like 5 years from now. Let's see. Probably in college. Probably, hopefully, I'll have like a side job. I'm trying to get my degree in nursing, or even probably be on the school board. Try to help to see what to be behind, to see like whoever is behind the teaching of the teachers, because it's very concerning now of how the teachers react. It's not their fault. It's not only the teacher's fault, it's also behind the school board. I want to see what it's like. And also the students, I know it's not fully their fault either for what's mm-hmm. happening at home or what's even happening in their personal selves. So I want to like help them out individually. Also, like probably on the side, I want to sing for myself, probably like at a club or like a spoken word. Eat and like for myself or something like that.
Awesome. Now, I would be remiss if I did not comment on your exceptional fashion statement. Every time that I see you in photos, I see that you rock the pearls. Not only do you have the most amazing haircut and glasses, you know, I'm a glasses girl. Mine are sitting down somewhere. So tell me, what's the story behind the pearls? Is that symbolic to you, or is it like just your thing?
Ever since I was a little girl, me and my mom would rock the pearls, and like my fourth grade teacher would call me Pearly because I wore pearls so much. I love sharing that moment with my mom.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Now, Braylon gave us a little sample of a song. Is there a song stirring in you that you would like to share with us? Is there a message maybe that you would like to leave to a young person or to a parent? Something that they can just kind of, you know, ruminate and just kind of play over in their minds long after our interview. What would you like to leave them with?
Always be patient with your child. Always encourage them on their hopes and goals and dreams. Like, always be there for your child, and the child always be there for them. It's like a two-way relationship, because both of them are also human and neither of them are perfect. My mother always reminds me that, and I appreciate that she's always honest with me.
Fan, you know I'm a fan, but I am just to see you blossom and mature into just this phenomenal human being is such a pleasure to be on your sidelines with my pom-poms, rooting for you and cheering for you and just being excited about everything that you're doing. I look forward to hearing so much more about you and the things that you're accomplishing. And thank you so much for spending a little bit of your afternoon here with us.
My pleasure.
And this wraps up another episode of On the Air with Florenza. You may follow me on all social media platforms under Florenza Lee or via my website at florenza.org. Until next time, cheers.